Yes, the oscillator is right over there, past the funnel cake place. Ride it once, then come check with me, and don't go anywhere else. I'll stay right here in the play yard with your brother. Does Dad have the drink mug? Who said vacations were restful? We wanted a week away to relax after a year full of changes. My job, a move across the state, new church, new school for the kids. Is there anything good about change?
Day 1. Dare to Change. Bible Story. Paul Obeyed. Acts 9, 1 through 18. Bible Verse, 2 Timothy 1, 7. Life Application, I can trust God and obey Him without fear.
The Pharisees deserved an award for group most resistant to change. Their name, Separated Ones, described their outlook. Separated from other Jews because of their strict observance of dietary, purity, and Sabbath laws. To ensure their separateness, Pharisees added and followed oral regulations in addition to those spelled out in the Old Testament. Paul deserved an award for Pharisee least likely to change. The first time he appears in Acts, he was serving as coat check steward for the mob who stoned a believer to death. Paul's hatred of the new and revolutionary faith in Jesus carried him out of Jerusalem and toward Damascus. He was armed with legal documents giving him the right to arrest those who dared to challenge his beliefs. Jesus had other plans. In a flash of blinding light, he demanded that Paul change his direction, not geographically, but spiritually. Paul didn't resist Jesus. He yielded to him. And because of Paul's ministry and writing, the world changed. Non-believers are not the only ones hesitant to change. God spoke to the believer Ananias and asked him to minister to a man who could destroy him, Paul. God gently tugged Ananias toward obedience by giving him a glimpse of Paul's mission. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and the sons of Israel. Before you teach kids that change can be good, you need to believe it yourself. What changes has God recently asked you to make in your habits and your attitudes? What's holding you back? What positive difference can you make by agreeing with God to make those changes? Today, we dare you to tell God that you are open and available to do whatever He asks.